Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sam, great to be with you.
Now, what do you make of what you hear from Lucy McMathau, your newest House colleague there?
Well, it's exactly what we anticipated. The Democrats have been saying all along they're going to try to go after gun restrictions and gun control and grab the rights of the American citizens, law-abiding American citizens, to keep and bear arms. And this is a step in that direction. You know, anyway, so we all know, Tim, I mean, just by the very nature of the thing, that this does not at all impact criminals from having guns. And if that's the case, then we need to enforce the laws we already have rather than restrict law-abiding citizens from exercising their Second Amendment rights.
All right, Congressman Jody Heiss with us this morning. And I want to start with the premise here. We'll get to what the president had to say last night, and we'll deal with the border issue and the government shutdown, the rest of it. But it occurs to me, four times in 45 years, four times since 1974, has Congress adopted a budget the way a budget is supposed to be adopted? Four times you have met that deadline, you folks there in Congress. The rest of the time, what we're dealing with now, continuing resolutions, one after another, and then these crises that always seem to pop up, whatever the issue is, whoever the president is, this continues to happen. It seems to me, tell me if I'm wrong here, we'd be having an entirely different conversation this morning if House and Senate would simply follow budget protocol.
There's no question in the world, Tim. You're exactly right. And, you know, many of us have been screaming for about this time last year, let's not wait till the end of the year to deal with the budget. Let's get it going. And frankly, you know, the House has done a relatively good job in getting appropriation bills passed. We continue to have a bottleneck in the Senate. But you're exactly right. Overall, between the House and the Senate, this is one of those issues that continues to collapse in getting both chambers to get appropriation bills passed. And then you end up with this scenario right here where we are in a crisis mode, and there is nothing good ever that comes out of crisis mode when you're dealing with Congress. And we are facing that yet again. And it's shameful. It's irresponsible. And to me, this is one of those issues that has to be corrected.
All right, Congressman Jody Heiss. All right, you heard the president last night. What do you make of what the president had to say?
I think he's spot on. Anyone who denies the fact that we are facing a crisis on the southern border is just not looking at the facts, Tim. It is an absolute crisis. Just last year alone on the southern border, there were over 17,000 people who were apprehended who already had existing criminal records. So they came here illegally, committed a crime, somehow deported, and they were coming back. 17,000 who were already convicted of crimes. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. The travesties that are happening on the southern border, we have got to get a handle on this, from the issues of drugs coming across our borders to criminals coming across the borders. It's just on and on and on. This is a crisis, and we need to fix it.
All right, but politically speaking, and listen, this is a political process here. At the end of the day, you don't have the numbers in the House anymore. You don't have the numbers in the Senate, so long as we're going to insist on 60 Senate votes to get most anything done. The Democrats are smelling blood in the water here in terms of the president's position, possibly within even his own party. Politically, where are you folks right now?
Well, you know, to me, this is a constitutional issue. It needs to go far beyond politics. We're talking about securing our borders. We're talking about the protection and the safety of the American people. This is a national security issue. It should not be a partisan politics, political involvement in this whole thing. And frankly, I think the Democrats have taken such a hard stance, they've taken such an unreasonable stand, that at this point, any kind of physical barrier that might be proposed is now going to be rejected from them. Anything that is common sense is going to be rejected because they've dug their heels in so much. And so we have now, unfortunately, a political situation on something that is a national security situation. Look, the truth is no one loses. No one loses by keeping Americans safe. No one loses by securing our borders. And yet now we have heels in the sand to the point that it's a political issue. But everyone benefits by secure borders, so now's the time for us to negotiate.
All right, Congressman Jody Heiss, thanks for checking in this morning.
Always glad to, Tim. Thanks much.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.